Over in the Middle East, it's a matter of life and death for minority Syrian Christians in the clutches of ISIS. There are hundreds in custody from an attack this week, the details of which are just emerging. The self-proclaimed Islamic State says the Syrian Christian community is anti-Islamic, even though Assyrians predate Islam in the region by many centuries. ISIS thugs were seen in a video this week demolishing what looked like ancient Assyrian artifacts in an all-out assault on Christian culture. George Stifo is U.S. branch president of the Assyrian Democratic Organization, monitoring reports from the region and trying to reassure worried Christian families.
The attack happened early in the morning at 5 a.m. when people were asleep and not ready for the attack at all, and ISIS just took over the area. Currently, the number we have for hostages has exceeded 300. It's an unknown number. There are about 150 confirmed names that we can attest to, and the others are unknown, but we know that there are these numbers in the villages when ISIS took control of them.
Do you think ISIS is using their power over this minority to say that they have maybe more power than they actually do in that region over there by showing the world that they can persecute a group that's been persecuted traditionally?
Assyrians are ethnically indigenous to the land of Mesopotamia, which mainly northern Mesopotamia, which is northern Iraq, Syria, and southeast Turkey and parts of Iran. They've been living there for thousands of years. They've been living in peace and harmony in those regions, in that region, and there have been persecutions along the years. Over exactly 100 years ago, there were the massacres of World War I, where over 750,000 Assyrians were killed during that time. To say what ISIS is trying to do here, we have to remember, ISIS is a terrorist organization that has been killing thousands of Syrians, regardless of faith. But to them, Assyrians being Christian, they are infidels in the eyes of ISIS. These people do not deserve to live among ISIS. That, to them, that's how they look. They don't deserve to be alive. They don't deserve to be here. So to them, kicking these people out and killing them is the goal. In addition to that, it's a strategic move for ISIS to take control of the Khabur River and the banks, especially the southern bank, because if they want to attack the city of Hasakah, which is a major city, which is the capital of the governorate of Hasakah, of the region, they could attack it at any minute and take it over. Not to mention, it's the water resources in the area that they can control now. And the region itself, it's a large region that borders three areas. That borders Turkey, that borders Iraqi Kurdistan, and that borders Iraq itself.
Let me ask you, you've made a really great sort of analysis of the strategic picture there. What is the state of the negotiations right now, and who's talking to whom, as far as you can tell?
As of now, there are negotiations taking place. This region has Arabs, Assyrians, Kurds, and these are the three major groups in the area. And you have a lot of Christians and a lot of Muslims in the area. So the Arabs are divided into tribes, and the tribal leaders among Arabs are the ones that are trying to do the negotiations with ISIS, since they have connections with them. And it's happening through the Assyrian Church of the East leadership, in addition to leaders of the Assyrian community, mainly the Assyrian Democratic Organization. We are the leading Assyrian political party in Syria to negotiate with them the release of hostages, simply because these are civilians and they were not fighters. ISIS is claiming that they were only interested in fighters. And the number of fighters were extremely small. I mean, we're not talking about Assyrian fighters. These are people who are just women and children and elderly who are unable to flee the area. Also men who are husbands to these women and children and fathers to the children who stay there to protect their families. Civilians in their villages holding weapons trying to protect themselves. And to ISIS, they were fighters.
George Stifo is U.S. branch president of the Assyrian Democratic Organization. Thanks so much, George.
Thank you so much, John. Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.